Unit 4. Reading Passage. Are we alone in the universe? The question has been asked countless times, and we may finally be close to an answer. For decades, efforts to find life on other planets have used passive methods such as listening for radio signals from space. More recently, scientists have taken a more active role in looking for inhabited planets. Advances in telescopes and other instruments, along with many new discoveries, have scientists feeling confident that they'll soon have answers. Two key methods are used to search for exoplanets, that is, planets outside our solar system. Both use indirect methods by examining stars,to see if a planet is in its system. The first key technique is called the radio velocity method. It's known that planets, through gravitational effects, cause their stars to move around, or wobble. By measuring a star's wobble, we can verify that a planet is in the system. This method was used to find the first exoplanet in 1995.The limitation of the technique is it's more suitable for larger planets, such as those the size of Jupiter. The second key planet-finding technique, the transit detection method, can locate smaller planets similar in size to our Earth. When a planet passes or transits in front of a star, it causes the light from the star to dim slightly. Using advanced telescopes, we can measure that dimming,to determine a planet's size and temperature. Scientists are hopeful that this technique will lead to the discovery of many Earth-sized rocky planets. Once a planet is found, steps are taken to check if it's habitable. First, it has to be the right size, between 0.5 and 10 times the Earth's mass. The planet must also be in the star's habitable zone.To be in this zone, the planet needs to be a certain distance from its star, not too close or too far away, so it can support liquid water. Then, a planet's atmosphere needs to be studied. It's thought that if the right group of gases, including oxygen, CO2, and ozone, is present, the planet could be home to other life forms. Many efforts in this galactic search are underway.More than 30 involve telescopes on Earth. Some, like the HARPS in Chile, have made important discoveries. Other efforts, which are space-based, are even more promising. The Corot telescope, built by France and several other countries, was launched in 2006. It looks for rocky planets using the transit method. NASA, the U.S. space agency, sent the Kepler telescope into space in 2009.Its 0.95-meter-wide telescope also uses the transit method to constantly watch 100,000 stars. Although these efforts are young, the results so far have been excellent. Several hundred large exoplanets have been found, and scientists continue finding smaller and smaller planets. Future missions, such as Europe's Darwin mission and NASA's Terrestrial Planet Finder,plan to photograph exoplanets and study their atmospheres. Not only may we soon know the locations of other worlds, but we'll also know what they look like. The future should be very interesting indeed.